This is MSO News Sports. Time now for our Baseball Insider, and here he is, Andy Carbone. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back once again, Bill. The postseason is off. Underway, and the offseason for the Red Sox underway as well.
All right, Andy, so offseason or whatever, where do you want to begin this week?
Well, there's still an open position in that Red Sox front office to get things right back on track to put a team together for 2024, and it seems at the moment former Sox pitcher and current Cubs assistant GM Craig Breslow is in advanced talks for the position. Breslow was a member of the Sox 2013 World Series Championship team. Phillies general manager and Durham, New Hampshire native Sam Fold has declined to interview with the Sox for that open head of baseball operations position. Executives from the Dodgers and Twins have also passed on the opportunity. While the first female general manager in Major League Baseball is out, Kim Eng declined her mutual option from the Marlins. The team exercised a team option for her to return next year. ESPN reports the Marlins wanted to hire a president of baseball operations over Eng, which led to her departure. Eng has ties to Alex Cora when he was a player for the Dodgers, and she worked in the Dodgers front office. She could be a candidate to fill that open position, considering that Cora is supposed to have a say in who that next baseball ops head is going to be. So the saga continues over on Jersey Street as to who is going to be in the big office in the corner.
Yeah, it's interesting, Andy. In baseball now, we see a lot of younger people. Back in the old day, it seemed like old-timers. Of course, I was young back then, too. But, you know, it seemed like it was filled with a lot of older guys that had been around for a while, become the GMs. But not so much now. There's some options, exceptions to that rule, for sure. Yeah.
And definitely back when we were younger, that the term GM would be the guy that would be running the team. But now it's head of baseball ops, and there's general managers under them. So things have changed a lot over the years.
Now I'm just so confused. Thanks for, I don't know what you've helped me. You haven't helped anything out, Andy. Here we go. All right, what else do you have for us?
Well, a little transaction note for the Sox. They placed pitcher Caleb Ord on outright waivers. In 21 games this year, Ord had a 6.26 ERA. In 47 games in 2021, Ord's ERA, 6.27. Ord has since been claimed by the Mariners. Not sure what they are thinking, but he's no longer part of the Red Sox.
All right. Also, you have a note here on what Pedro Martinez is saying.
Yes, former Sox pitcher and Hall of Famer Pedro Martinez feels that the Sox are going to sign free agent Shohei Ohtani this winter. So I don't know what kind of inside scoop Pedro has or what relationship he has with Ohtani, but that's what he's throwing out there to get Sox fans all charged up. So we'll have to see what happens there. I don't think much is going to come of it, but who knows?
Does Ohtani have ties to Alex Cora? Do we know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, all I know is he has ties to New Balance, which is based in the area, as he's a spokesperson for them. So that's about the only ties to this area I can think of.
That's not a bad one. That's better than nothing, I suppose. All right. All right, Major League Baseball. So we're in the championship series and so on. What can you share with us here to get us up to date? I've not been watching the baseball. I just haven't had a chance to. Yeah, go ahead, though.
Well, you better hurry up. The season's going to be over before you know it. The American League Championship Series got underway on Sunday. Game 1 was in Houston. The Rangers blanked the Astros 2-0. Then on Monday, Game 2 at Minute Maid Park, former Red Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi of the Rangers picked up the win, allowing 3 runs over 6 innings. He struck out 9 in beating the Astros 5-4. Game 3 was played in Arlington last night. The Astros came back to beat the Rangers 8-5. Game 4 is at Globe Life Park tonight. First pitch 8:03. Game will be on FS1 with the Rangers leading this best-of-7 series 2-1. Traveling over to the National League, Game 1 in Philadelphia, former Sox DH Kyle Schwarber homered on the first pitch at the bottom of the first inning on Sunday, leading the Phillies to that 5-3 win over the Diamondbacks. Then Game 2 was at Citizens Bank Park on Monday. Kyle Schwarber, 2 more home runs. Why can't we get players like this? The Phillies blew out the Diamondbacks 10-0. Schwarber now has 18 postseason home runs, tying him with Reggie Jackson for the most by a left-handed hitter in Major League history. So Game 3 is going to be in Phoenix later on this afternoon at 5:07. The game will be on TBS, and the Phillies holding a 2-0 lead in the best-of-7 series.
Man, you know, we have talked about this, you know, so many times about Schwarber, and he's one of those guys that you just like, and he just comes through, and let him fail. You know, let him have a horrible season, then get rid of him. But, oh, man, come on.
Yeah, that's one of the many odd decisions at the Red Sox. We'll have ourselves scratching our heads with this one. He's the perfect fit here. Like you said, he's a fan favorite. Gets the job done, especially in the big games. And I don't care if he bats under 200. I mean, he hit 47 home runs in the regular season. Now he has 3 more in the postseason. That's what you need, production. Period.
Yeah, all right. You, man. Oh. I thought that would cheer me up, but I'm glad for him. I mean, I am glad for him because he is a fan favorite, to be honest with you. All right.
Yeah, he was. Just a short time he was here, but he definitely, you know, made an imprint.
Anything else, Andy?
Well, wrapping things up this week, Giants coach, 33-year-old Alyssa Nakin, became the first female to ever interview for a managerial job. Nakin was first female to be hired as a full-time coach by former Giants manager Gabe Kapler back in 2020. She's now interviewed for his old job after he was let go by the team a few weeks ago.
That'd be something, a female general manager, female manager on the field. Wow.
Coaches, yep. They're very, very interesting.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So we're still holding out. We have no real idea on who the Red Sox GM is, as you pointed out earlier in the podcast. Is there a timeline for this? It's got to be happening soon, you think?
Well, you'd think it would happen sooner or later. I mean, no official timeline. Obviously, they can take their sweet time, but just the more time you take, more time goes by, and teams start making moves after the World Series really ends, and you want to have somebody in place, you would think, soon thereafter the World Series finishes up. So we could hear something in the next couple of weeks, but don't be surprised if it lingers on a little further.
It's also interesting, too, Andy, you reported that a few of the guys declined opportunities to interview for this so-called position here.
Yeah, I think that's basically because what I've been hearing is that, the last few GMs through the system have only been here about 3 years, and then they're out the door, regardless of the team's performance or whether they did what the team wanted them to do. So, really not a long-term thing, and it's kind of like a revolving door, so maybe they don't want to uproot the family and come over here for just a year or two when they are in position at a job that they feel they'll be at longer at this point. And, obviously, Red Sox have a lot of pressure when you come to Boston, that's for sure. It's a lot different than some other markets.
No, absolutely. You nailed it. All right. Andy, great talking with you. Thanks for the information, and we will talk again soon.
Absolutely.
There he is, MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.